fundraising memories from the 1960s. The approximate length of this recording is 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Fundraising memories from the 1960s. People have their own unique reasons why they choose to leave legacies to guide dogs, but for many it stems from fond memories. One wonderful supporter, Annie, shares her heartwarming story of fundraising for guide dogs in the 1960s with the Blue Peter, tinfoil and silver paper appeal. Annie from Somerset said, "It was a lovely lady who lived on our street called Pam West and her guide dog Pippin, who were the inspiration behind my love of supporting guide dogs. As a 10-year-old, my friends and I started collecting milk bottle tops, which we'd take to Pam, and when we were older, we'd collect jumble from neighbours and hold a sale. We'd also dress up my younger brother and push him round in a wheelbarrow, knocking on doors asking for a penny for the guy for guide dogs. We had such fun raising money." Pam had a song written about her by an entertainer called Alan Smethurst, the singing postman. Alan and Pam were childhood sweethearts, but Alan's family moved away. It was only when he returned years later that he discovered Pam was losing her sight and had a guide dog. Alan called his song about Pam, "She lived in a house called, I dunno." And one line refers to her guide dog, with a dog to help her and to guide. The song's title is true. Pam's house really was called I Dunno, and her neighbour's was Nor Do I. So enthusiastic were Blue Peter viewers like Annie that it only took them a few weeks to smash the target of 3 tons of silver paper and foil. They raised enough to train 2 puppies, Honey and Cindy. Presenters Valerie Singleton and Christopher Trace became Honey's puppy walkers, and she appeared regularly on the programme, going on to become a successful guide dog. For a generation of viewers, it was a fantastic introduction to guide dogs, and for many, the start of a lifetime of support. Included here are 4 photographs. The first is of Annie and 2 friends raising money for guide dogs. The second is of Alan singing to Pam. The third is of Annie and a friend with Pam and her guide dog. The 4th is of Blue Peter presenter Valerie Singleton with guide dog puppy Honey. Find out more. To find out how you can remember your own special connection to guide dogs by leaving a gift in your will, please visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/giftsinwills.